Call upon the fire of love, and we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of God our Father, the love of the Lord Jesus, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
My sisters and brothers, we are on the journey. And these days we step aside from the journey. We are refreshed and renewed. Refreshed and renewed in our faith commitment. In celebration of God's call to us, to be baptized and to celebrate the sacraments which lead us closer to Him, which deepen our relationship with Him, to celebrate our vocation to be a Franciscan, to follow, to watch, to engage, to embrace, and to live the life of Francis, as Claire, and our other sisters and brothers who have preceded us. We are blessed. Let us reflect upon our blessing and how we engage the blessing.
Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who gave the Holy Spirit to your apostles as they prayed with Mary, the mother of Jesus, grant that through her intercession we may faithfully serve your majesty and extend by word and example the glory of your name. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and rules with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses on Mount Sinai, 7 weeks of years shall you count, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 cycles amount to 49 years. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month, let the trumpet resound. On this day, the Day of Atonement, the trumpet blast shall re-echo throughout your land. This 50th year, you shall make sacred by proclaiming liberty in the land for all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you when every one of you shall return to his own property, every one to his own family estate. In this 50th year, your year of Jubilee, you shall not sow, nor shall you reap the aftergrowth or pick the grapes from the untrimmed vines. Since this is the Jubilee, which shall be sacred for you, you may not eat of its produce, except as taken directly from the field. In this year of Jubilee, then, every one of you shall return to his own property. Therefore, when you sell any land to your neighbor or buy any from him, do not deal unfairly. On the basis of the number of years since the last Jubilee, shall you purchase the land from your neighbor, and so also on the basis of the number of years for crops, shall he sell it to you. When the years are many, the price shall be so much the more. When the years are few, the price shall be so much the less. For it is really the number of crops that he sells you. Do not deal unfairly, then, but stand in fear of your God. I, the Lord, am your God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O God, let all the nations praise you.
O God, let all the nations praise you.
May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth, among all nations your salvation. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the people's iniquity. The nations on the earth you guide. O God, let all the nations praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit. God, our God, has blessed us. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. O God, let all the nations praise you.
According to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she asked for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oath and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May Christ give you his peace. In our first reading, I wonder how many of us were disturbed by it. The land is going to be given back. You know, when the Hebrew people came into the promised land, the land was divided up equally among all the families. And the Lord told them, in the 50th year, the land is to be returned to the families. But I worked this lot, and I bought that property, and I worked hard. And God said, yes, and you got to use it, but you got to give it back. Tough call. That's called a political term that we hear kicked around a lot, redistribution of property. It is. Hey, it is. Whose property is it? It's God's property. So it's a gift. It's not theirs to use other than to meet their needs. And so it's to be returned. Interestingly, when in that Jubilee year, that 50th year, they could go pick produce to eat for their needs, but they couldn't pick it to sell it. Because that was for wants and that was for profit. Only to meet the needs. We have that problem today. The gospel calls us to that poverty. And it's been a problem from the time of Jesus. Think about the rich young man. Jesus said, go sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. And we know that he went away sad. Jesus told the parable of the workers in the vineyard. The ones came in at 8, the ones came in at 10, the ones that came in later at the day. And when the people at the latter part of the day got their salary and it was about what they expected at 8 o'clock, they expected at 8 o'clock to get a much bigger share, right? And when they got what they'd agreed to, what did they do? They whined. Yeah, they whined. This is not fair. What's fair? I'm being generous. That was the message of that parable. God's gift. God is very generous. He meets our needs. And what more do we need? We have a society that is so caught up in greed, mismanagement, power. And they're not going to give up this wealth because it means giving up wealth, power. But we as Franciscans, we as Christians, are called to embrace that concept, meeting our needs. Immoral, insane profits, insane salaries, and people are going without here in the land of fruit and plenty. Wrong, a sin. And that's going to be the issue for us over the next several years. What are we going to do? And what about the countries in the southern hemisphere where we just pillaged natural resources? We're going to have to give back. And we're going to whine and we're going to complain. But that's the right thing to do. That's what God calls us to do. That's what Jesus expects of us. For us in this room, you know, see, here's a problem that I have. I'm a CPA. Huh? I'm a CPA. What are you going to do? I said, oh, boy, redistribution of wealth. Think about that on a balance sheet. What are going to be those bookkeeping entries? It's a struggle. You see that greed all the time. In my profession, I saw it. Companies bought because a management letter didn't disclose how to fix the issue so that the partners could buy that company. That's greed. Earlier in the week, we had a scripture where Jesus told the parable about the man who found the treasure in the farmland, dug it up, oh boy, put it back, went and bought the land for a pittance. That's that greed that Christ tells us to get rid of. That was an immoral act, period. So we are challenged, and we heard it from Carolyn. We have to bring it inward. We have to get in here. We may have heard things in Carolyn's talk that go, oh, no, she's nuts. She's out of her mind. But is that the proper response? I think the proper response is, I may not agree with that, but I have to at least give it consideration, reflection, and allow the Holy Spirit to direct me in the way I'm going to deal with that. I may not be able to turn wealth out of a corporation. I may not be able to take big oil money and redistribute it, but I certainly can do things in my life that are fair to people I deal with and expect similar dealings with me. If we can just embrace that, we have embraced the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, I challenge you. Rethink some of these social justice issues that you find difficult.
Stay. Janita? Those who are to be commissioned as spiritual assistants, please come forward. I need it. As they are assembling, my sisters and brothers, the intent and purpose of the spiritual assistant is to be of support to the council, to the minister, and to the fraternity. He or she is not the guardian or the dictator of spirituality. He and she are the support, the encouragement, the blessing of spirituality to the fraternity, to the council, to the formation director, and to the minister, and to the treasurer. He and she are to be attended to. They help to clarify. They help to give a deeper insight. They're not theological scholars. They're not saints. But they have studied. They have reflected, they have prayed. They have an insight, not perfect, but they can be, and they are, the voice of the Spirit. Spiritual assistants. As you are well aware, those of us as friars and sisters, religious, are not able, our numbers are dwindling. However, God is good. And if you recall from the Second Vatican Council, where we had an initiation of lay ministry, and God was very, very wise in starting it over 50 years ago, because we're still developing a comfortability with lay ministry. This is a very fine example of lay ministry. I have the deepest and most sincere of confidence in these women and this man. I ask you, those of you who will maybe eventually benefit from their presence in your fraternity, or may certainly visit you for a visitation or to be a witness for election, to be attentive to what they have to say. They are the Spirit of God sent to you. They have a Franciscan identity. They have a Franciscan way. They are Francis and Claire present to you. So they're special and particular in their call and in their ministry. My dear sisters and brothers in Christ and Francis, our sisters and brothers are to be entrusted with the ministry of spiritual assistant. It will be their responsibility to assist in clarifying the spiritual facet of the life of the secular Franciscan. They will listen carefully, speak sparingly, and strive to model a Franciscan character at all times. They are no more or no less than any one member of the fraternity, but they are to spiritually serve all in the fraternity. The spiritual assistant is to collaborate closely with the formation ministry and help implement the formation plan and process to serve those in formation. The spiritual assistant is a member of the fraternity executive council to afford that additional spiritual insight to the plans and activities of the executive council. The spiritual assistant is to be available to all members of the fraternity to journey with them on the way to Franciscan wholeness and holiness. Those to be commissioned as spiritual assistants, you are called, you are present. Awilda Guadalupe, OFS. Faye Martin, OFS. Laurie Moran, OFS. Deacon Thomas Shaver, OFS. My sisters and brother, you have heard the role and responsibilities of the Ministry of Spiritual Assistant as Christ and Francis ministered in humility and generosity with love and care. You too are called to imitate their examples. You are their presence by the virtue you demonstrate in imitation of their example. They sought to build up the body of Christ, to renew the face of the earth, and to bring to fulfillment what God had begun in each one of us. This is truly a daunting task. However, only by the grace of God and your cooperation with that grace can this task be achieved. You have heard what is to be your ministry. Do you accept this call? Each is called by name and is to respond with the help of God. Awilda Guadalupe, with the help of God, do you accept?
With the help of God, I accept.
Faye Martin, with the help of God, do you accept?
With the help of God, I accept.
Laurie Moran, with the help of God, do you accept?
With the help of God.
Deacon Thomas Shaver, with the help of God, do you accept? You are resolved to undertake the ministry of spiritual assistant to your sisters and brothers, and so serve to build up the church and the secular Franciscan order. May God bring to fulfillment the good work he has begun in you. Are you resolved to minister with sensitivity and understanding? Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, let us pray with confidence to the Father. Let us ask him to bestow his blessings on our sisters and brothers chosen to be spiritual assistants. Merciful Father, creator and guide of your family, bless our sisters and brother. May they faithfully reflect the mind and spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ, and our brother, Francis. May their ministry be a source of spiritual enrichment for those to whom they minister and progress along the path to holiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Created in the image and likeness of God and filled with his Spirit, we are able to mirror his image and thus be a source of inspiration. Called to rebuild the house of the Lord, together with our sisters and brothers, we are able to help build a community of unity and harmony. Let us pray that these, our sisters and brothers, embrace the gift God has shared with them for the good of their ministry as spiritual assistants. We pray, Lord, renew us in holiness. For our sisters and brothers, that they witness a vocation of surrender to Christ with joy and peace. We pray, Lord, renew us in holiness. For the fraternity, that the members be open to the grace channeled through their sisters and brothers and brother, serving in the role of spiritual assistant. We pray,
Lord, renew us in holiness.
For the formation ministry, that those responsible for formation embrace the spiritual assistant as a dimension affording a representative perspective of those both in initial and ongoing formation. We pray,
Lord, renew us in holiness.
For the council, that they accept the spiritual assistant as one more discerning insight to assist in effecting a more authentic spirit of Christ and Francis in the fraternity. We pray,
Lord, renew us in holiness.
Lord our God, inspire us to recognize the value and worth of the gifts you share with us. May we accept your presence as it is manifested in those you send among us to minister to us. Bless the spiritual assistants you call among us for your glory and our growth in holiness. We ask all this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You can't just hold them. No, come. Stay right there. Lord God, we call your blessing upon these tau crosses as they represent the heart and the mind of our commitment, as they represent the person who embraced this particular sign to be a sign to the world of commitment, of love, of generosity, of service. May these spiritual assistants who wear these taus, may they reflect the author of these taus and relive the commitment that he embraced. We ask all this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. My sisters and brothers, our spiritual assistants. we will have the opportunity to spend some time in Eucharistic adoration. I ask each one of you for 1 minute that you pray for these newly commissioned spiritual assistants and those who have been commissioned in the past year. Help me out. Barbara?
2000.
Yeah. Okay. Barbara, you? Oh, okay. Are you going to do that? Go ahead. Go for it.
Yes. Okay. The first spiritual assistant class was commissioned in 2009, and some of us are now serving fraternities, and we also have friars serving fraternities, and I'd like to recognize them. Cricket All was in our class of 2009. She is not with us today, but she is serving the spirit of Francis and Claire fraternity in Conyers, Georgia, and if any of the members of that fraternity are here, I'd like them to just stand up. Thank you. Audrey Benet, OFS. Audrey?
There she is.
Audrey, stand up.
There.
Oh, there she is. Okay. She is serving Our Lady, Queen of the Angels, Emerging Fraternity in Columbia, South Carolina. And their sponsoring fraternity is Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary Fraternity in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. And would all of you please stand up for a moment? Nancy Brochu is unable to be with us today, but she is serving St. Joseph Cupertino Fraternity in Bessemer, Alabama, and St. Pio of Pietrelcina Fraternity in Decatur, Alabama. And would any of you stand up, please? Laura Hawkes. Laura?
She's here.
There she is. She is serving Stigmata of St. Francis Fraternity in Duluth, Georgia. And would all of any of you stand up, please? We're in that fraternity. I am serving the Franciscan Martyrs of Soroki Brugge Fraternity in Blairsville, Georgia, and would the members of my fraternity that I'm serving stand up, please? There they are. Yay. We also have friars and parish priest who are serving. Monsignor Richard Bello is not here today, but he is serving St. Maximilian Colby Fraternity in Charlotte, North Carolina. Would Charlotte Maximilian Colby stand up, please? There they are. Father David Hyman, are you here? Father David, OFM. Is serving the Brothers and Sisters of San Damiano Fraternity in Athens, Georgia, and to have the Brothers and Sisters stand up, please. Thank you. Some of our members from 2009 returned for this class that we've been having the last 4 months. We had classes previously, but the last 4 months has been really intensive, and some of them came back to the class to refresh themselves, refresh their knowledge. And one of those was Barbara Smith. She is not currently serving, but she was there for every class. And how our class ministry has been going out to the country. Kathy Tarmina, who is in the Queen of Peace region, which is the upper Midwest, including Minnesota. They were not having a class in her region when we started, so she came down from Minnesota to take the course with us. And she is now regional spiritual assistant to the Queen of Peace region. And I'd like to call Kathy up. We have one more presentation to make. Kathy and some other members of our class got together and wanted to do a special presentation, and we all said, go for it. So, Kathy.
A long time ago, a friar that got me into this, who Father Linus knows quite well, always calls and asks me how my little sacraments are, my children. I said, well, you can call them little sacraments, but you don't live with them. Well, along the way of the spiritual assistant class, we did find a son who was a sacrament. And we'd like to give him this small token of our appreciation, and I'd like to read it. Jamie?
Come on, Jamie.
Professed secular Franciscan, but he is a true Franciscan at heart. He drove his mom to every meeting, to everywhere we needed to go, anywhere she needed to be, he would bring her. And not only would he bring her, he would sit with us, he would eat with us, he would share meals. And I'd like to read this. It starts out, "Amen, I say to you, what you did for one of the least ones, you did for me." From Matthew. With love and gratitude to Jamie Smith for his kind and loving care of our sister, Barbara Smith, OFSSA, enabling her to continue in her servant leadership role in the region, we want to present this day by the Brothers and Sisters of St. Francis Region.
And since we're in discernment mode for the council and for the positions within the region, I ask that you put concurrent with that consideration for embracing the ministry of spiritual assistant. We will be publishing a profile. It's not just, you know, if you want to do it, okay? You're all good people. You have gifts. First of all, you have to be a people person. That's the prerequisite. That's kind of core to the ministry. And a person, as the profile read, you know, one who listens carefully, speaks sparingly, one who is filled with the Spirit of God and of Francis, one who listens, as Carolyn pointed out to us this morning, listens actively, one who is compassionate and understanding. Those are the beginning pieces. If you fill those particular prerequisites, talk to me.
Yeah.
Lord, wash away my iniquity, cleanse me of my sin. Thank you. Please rise. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at my hands, the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all the church.
By your favor, O Lord, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin, ever Virgin, may our offering obtain for your church the grace that she may grow in the number of the faithful and be ever radiant with an abundance of virtue, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to proclaim your greatness with due praise as we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary. Receiving your word in her immaculate heart, she was found worthy to conceive him in her virgin's womb, and giving birth to the Creator, she nurtured the beginning of the church. Standing beside the cross, she received the testament of divine love and took to herself as sons and daughters all those who by the death of Christ are born to heavenly life. As the apostles awaited the Spirit you had promised, she joined her supplication to the prayers of the disciples and so became the pattern of the church at prayer. Raised to the glory of heaven, she accompanies your pilgrim church with a mother's love and watches in kindness over the church's homeward steps until the Lord's day shall come in glorious splendor. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was born and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Peter, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and with the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, 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 amen.
Yeah, that's it. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be freed from all sin and safe from every distress as we await the blessed hope until and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and rule forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other some sign of Christ's peace.
Peace be with you. Thank you, Dennis. Thomas, fine job. You handled that well.
Peace be with you, Howard.
Under the...
Bye.
My sisters and brothers, this is Jesus Christ the Lord, our bread for the journey. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
the order of procession will be. I will stand up. We will all stand up. We'll have the communion prayer, the closing prayer. There is no blessing or dismissal because Jesus will be with us. The choir, are you going to lead us out? Okay.
Becky's going to start. Yeah. We'll have the piano as you guys are going out.
Oh, you're there. Okay, you're set already. And she's got quite the voice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, whom you have strengthened at the table of the word and sacrament, that with Blessed Mary as our patron and guide, we may reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christian and follow whatever accords with it, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, open it up one more. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Here we go. Yeah. Okay, give me the stuff there. Yeah. Okay, it works. Actually, open the whole freaking thing up. Open the whole thing up. Open it up. Open it up. There you go. That's all right. That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. There we go. That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Now we can grab.
Genitore, genitoque.
know.